Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Lia Bilaeva, and today we're talking about Catalan beaches. As the weather starts to get warmer, more and more people will want to go to the beach. But lately, some of the beaches in Catalonia, they have looked, well, quite different. In some places, they actually almost look like they have been swallowed up by the sea. And this is all because of the storm that hit Catalonia during the past Easter. On today's podcast, we will be looking into the state of the Catalan coastline, and we will ask experts if what we're seeing now is the beginning of the end of the Catalan beaches, and if anything can be done. I am joined today by Killian Shields. Hi, Killian.
Hey, Leah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Worried about the beginning of the end of the beaches, but I think that might be a little bit much, shall we say, but I think there's definitely a problem there that's worth examining in further detail.
Well, let's get into it. So first of all, Killian, paint a picture for us. What's going on the Catalan beaches?
Yeah, well, I suppose this story, it's something that's popped up numerous times over the past months and years even, in fact. And I suppose it really kind of came to the fore lately over the Easter, the last weekend in March that we just had a couple of weeks ago, because it was a pretty big storm over in most parts of Catalonia during that weekend. And what happened was the beaches, especially in Barcelona and other parts of the territory, were left with a huge loss of sand. So especially, like, I live here in Barcelona, and a couple of days after the damage was done, I went down to take a look. And what does that look like? Well, a lot of exposed pipes, a lot of exposed what sort of look like boulders, which would normally be covered by the sand when things are normal, shall we say. And yeah, altogether looking like a bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. Some exposed like plastic as well that would usually be under the sand that you'd never see.
I mean, it doesn't sound that natural to find exposed pipes on the beach. What is going on with that?
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound natural. I think that's exactly it. Because, of course, Barcelona's beaches are artificial. What do we mean by that? Well, they underwent a huge redevelopmental project in anticipation of the 1992 Summer Olympic Games. So before this, before the late 80s, there was like a bit of a coastline there. Very famously, there was sort of a shanty towns with poor people essentially living there. It wasn't really the Barcelona beach that we know today, where tourists flock to on a mass scale. And of course, the coastline was a lot narrower and a lot less inviting. So the sand itself was a bit more pebbly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it wasn't exactly what we know today.
Yeah, so actually I read that to create the beaches of Barcelona, they had to import over 500,000 cubic meters of sand just to create the beaches that we now know as the beaches of Barcelona.
Exactly. And then on top of that, as this is a problem, like I mentioned, that the beaches lose sand on a pretty frequent basis, when that extrapolate that over years and over decades, that led to a huge problem in 2010, where the city then had to have a huge overhaul of the beaches and then import another 750,000 cubic meters of sand coming from Premià de Mar, which is just a beach a little bit north of Barcelona.
Okay, so 750,000 cubic meters, that translates to 300 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
That's a lot of sand.
But since then, over 70% of that sand has disappeared. But it's not only a problem, obviously, for the beachgoers, but it also creates a problem for an old Catalan train line. Isn't that right, Killian?
Yes, exactly. The RU train line of the Rodalies, the kind of commuter rail network around Barcelona and Catalonia, that is actually the oldest train line in not only Catalonia, but indeed all of Spain. It dates back to the 1840s. And yeah, we actually did a podcast about this 2 years ago, just looking at this historic train line, which is under threat from climate change and coastal erosion. And it was built to be, you know, as scenic as possible. So, but basically just right on the coast. And it is an absolutely stunning train journey to go up north of Barcelona. But back in the 1800s, they probably didn't really envisage problems of climate change and coastal erosion, which is now bringing the sea much closer to the train tracks. So what does that look like in practice? Well, when there's a bit of rain, for example, when there's a bit of a storm, it can lead to huge, lengthy delays for commuters. We had a former colleague here who lived north of Barcelona, who I always remember whenever she had to go home and it was a bit rainy, there'd always be the possibility that she could be an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours delayed just getting home every evening. And yeah, this is a serious thing. I've been up to Vilassar de Mar, just a little bit north of Barcelona before, to do interviews. And I remember just like seeing the coast there. And like in stretches, it could be as narrow as 2 meters wide. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like that the entire way through, but like it's not supposed to be 2 meters wide in any section, really. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a problem kind of all over the coast here.
Mm-hmm. The coastal erosion isn't a new problem. In fact, it's a general trend that has been happening for 70 years in Catalonia. Isn't that right?
Precisely. Our colleagues in the data department here at the Catalan News Agency recently did a big report looking at this exact problem. And since 1956, 2 out of every 3 Catalan beaches have regressed over the past 7 decades. And only 35% have gotten bigger. And the ones that have gotten bigger, that usually happens due to the effect of humans actually making it bigger, like artificially.
Okay, so creating new beaches, creating ports, expanding already existing beaches, for example.
Similar to Barcelona, we could say.
That's a great example. Mm-hmm. And you talked to a civil engineer at the Marine Sciences Institute about the beaches, and you started by asking him about the problem with the Barcelona beaches in the context of the storm that hit Barcelona around Easter.
Barcelona beaches are artificial beaches. There used to be some beaches there, but they are different of what they used to be. So some sand was put there, and over the years, the sand is gone through the storms, and not too many sand is coming back or from other places, so the sand needs to be put every sometime.
That's Gonzalo Simarro. Gonzalo is a civil engineer who works on video monitoring of beaches.
We have cameras looking at the beaches over the last 20 years, so we have daily shorelines of Barcelona beaches, and they are getting narrower. And to give just a number, Bogate Beach, for instance, in the last 14 years has lost something like 20 meters in average of width.
One of the main reasons why beaches in Catalonia lose sand is because of large storms. It's a problem we've seen hit Catalan coasts especially hard during major storms like January 2020's Storm Gloria, which ended up resulting in the deaths of 4 people and doing millions of euro of damage. But how exactly did these storms cause the beaches to lose sand?
When you have a huge storm, the waves generate an undertow current, and this current takes the sand away from the beach. This sand usually comes back to the beaches slowly when mild conditions happen, and also from other places. But this is not always the case when you have artificial beaches or when you also have, for instance, a sea rise, which is in time is going to be surely a problem.
So Barcelona's beaches are artificial. But what does that mean for their general upkeep?
These beaches are not stable, so they keep losing sand. And a huge regeneration of sand was done in 2010, some 14 years ago. They keep losing sand, and the authorities move the sand from some places to others, try to keep the beaches as wide as possible.
Is this solution of constantly moving sand from some parts of the country to others viable in the long term?
Probably keeping the beaches as they look today is going to be too expensive. I think you have to think of different solutions at each place, because in some places perhaps you just have to forget about the beach and just move backward. Other places you may want to save them. It depends a lot. I think that each place has to be studied differently.
Thanks to Gonzalo Simarro for speaking with us. So up until now, we've talked about the erosion of the beaches being a largely man-made problem, but there's another factor that we also have to take into consideration, which one can argue is also man-made.
For sure, certainly is. And that is, of course, climate change. This is obviously having a huge effect on our coastlines here. And in preparation of recording, we took a look at this really in-depth report from the Spanish Ministry for Ecological Transition. And this described problems of an an increase in storms, an increase in a different type of storm as well, southwesterly storms, which kind of like attacks the coastline in a different way so that breakwaters are going to be less effective this way.
Yes, because breakwaters that are currently on Catalan beaches, they are supposed to protect the beaches against storms that come from a different direction, basically.
Yeah. The report also talked about maritime storms arriving more prematurely, earlier in the year, earlier in the season. This is obviously just related to the climate crisis that we're currently undergoing. I want to point out, though, this report that we looked at is from all the way back in 2005. And, you know, humanity has done a lot more damage to the environment in that time. And we found another report from 2017 from the Catalan government that outlined that more than 50% of the Catalan coast is expected to become vulnerable or very vulnerable to erosion caused by the action of storms. So we can just see, even though that first report that we talked about is from already almost two decades ago, the problem has only persisted and in many ways even gotten worse.
It has. And when we talk about climate change, many times it can get really abstract. So let's put that into a context. So the report that we just referenced by the Spanish government, it issued, well, sort of a warning for the future about something that could happen if sea levels were to rise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we all know sea levels are rising. That's been proven time and time again. And this report outlined a potential problem of if the sea level were to rise by an average of half a meter, which isn't a huge amount, and if that comes without an associated sediment response, so stuff like sediment and vegetation and stuff from rivers being brought to the coastal areas, if that does not happen, then this would give rise to the disappearance of around half, 50%, of the Ebro Delta, which is pretty alarming, pretty shocking if you think about it.
Yeah, and the Catalan news agency talked to Jordi Pinyol from the Geological and Cartographic Institute of Catalonia, who explained a little bit more about sediments and the disappearance of beaches in Catalonia. So let's hear what he said.
A la franja litoral de Catalunya,
59% of the Catalan coast is developed within 100 meters of the water. But if we take the Ebro Delta and Cap de Creus out of the equation, this proportion rises to 81%. This makes it very difficult for the beaches to naturally adapt to the swell conditions. In addition, there is a deficiency of sediment as it's not reaching the beaches from rivers and streams. On top of that, in the last 30 years, the sea level has risen by 10 centimetres. The trend is definitely that the beaches are regressing. We must bear in mind that on Catalan and Mediterranean coasts, there are natural phenomena at play without natural dynamics heavily influenced by the presence of humans. There is a very close relationship between human infrastructure and its management and natural elements. You cannot extract one thing from the other. All of this must be studied in more detail because any changes in beach structures we have been able to see in aerial photos over time can have a direct relationship with humans. Storms offer good models for what can happen at beaches, as we have been seeing in recent months, because last October and November we had several storms which all had practically the same direction of waves. Therefore, they have affected beaches which are all similarly oriented. A storm does not need to be very powerful to generate damage on a weakened beach. The trend seems to be that beaches are regressing, but it has to be studied because there are many elements interacting and many different aspects to consider, and we should study them beach by beach. After a storm like the Easter one, we can clearly see a lot of erosion. It's also expected that in a relatively short time, sand will be redistributed and sand will return to the beach.
Thanks to Jordi Pinyol for speaking with us. So before we continue, we just have to clear up that we have only mentioned a few of the facts that are behind these changes in the Catalan beaches. But there are many, many things at play in reality.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jordi Pinyol, we just heard he was speaking about the effects of urbanization, you know, building, constructing on these beaches. And then, of course, we asked Gonzalo Simaro specifically about storms. So two very different factors, two very different causes for a very related problems of the disappearance of these beaches.
But in the meantime, why don't we talk about some great beaches that we can still visit in Catalonia?
Catalonia has excellent beaches. Now, we've talked about a lot about the problems, but I think it's great now to kind of change the tone a little bit. Why not? And of course, Catalonia has 600 kilometers of coastline, so plenty to choose from. We kind of divided up the Catalan coast into four different sections, which I think kind of naturally kind of makes sense given the geography of it all.
Mm-hmm. So from north to south.
Exactly. So we've got the Costa Brava, the beautiful kind of rocky, rugged coastline, the Costa Barcelona, the Maresma kind of coastal area around the capital. A little bit further south, you've got the Costa Daurada in around kind of Tarragona and just a little bit south of Barcelona at least. And then Catalonia's southernmost coastal area is the Terres de l'Ebre, and it's just the huge kind of river basin and delta area that's all there. And all four of them look quite different, in fact, and have very different characteristics. I've been up to Portlligat, for example, up in Cadaqués, kind of a part of the country probably best known for where the surrealist artist Salvador Dalí lived. That is just an beautiful little area, great for some sunbathing, and it's so picturesque as well with the little fisher boats as well. And oh, it's very lovely.
Very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Are there any other beaches on Costa Brava that you would like to highlight?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Portichol beach, it's close to Empúries, where there's amazing Greek and Roman ruins to explore. That's a nice day out. Also plenty of rugged cliffs and pine trees, lovely walks, especially for families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then if we go a little further south to the Barcelona coast, which beach would you recommend?
I'd say maybe Marbella in the city around the San Martí kind of Poblenou area. It's really, really long and it's really quite wide as well, probably one of the widest in the city. And it's really active, so there's loads of kind of sports facilities there, lots of volleyball to be played, and yeah, it's just really active, really cool. Maybe a little bit further south in the city, but in the kind of Costa Barcelona region, shall we say. The Garraf beach is also worth a mention. Really nice, pretty quiet as well, and nice, quite long. And it has these like kind of beautiful old school wooden shacks that were traditionally used by the fishermen to kind of store their equipment. So it's kind of really got a nice distinct characteristic about it as well.
Huh, that's interesting. I've never been there. Maybe I'll visit this summer.
Great for walks around the kind of Garraf area as well, in the hills and the mountains also. So nice day out.
Okay, well, great. And if we continue further south, we arrive at the Costa Daurada, which in Catalan means the Golden Coast. And there are specifically two beaches in two beach towns. One is Altafulla. The town of Altafulla is actually on the UNESCO World Heritage Site list. And it has a really quaint old quarter. And right next to Altafulla, we have Tamarit. And Tamarit, it has a 16th century castle. And in addition to that, it has an almost 2 kilometer long beach. And both of these beaches, they have really calm and still waters, very superficial. So they're very family friendly. And if we continue further down to the most southern coast of Catalonia, we come to Terres de l'Ebre, no?
Yeah, now this is a really cool kind of area for biodiversity. The whole kind of Ebre Delta region is a really unique natural environment, declared a biosphere reserve by UNESCO also in 2013. It's very windy down there as well. So there's a lot of places which are amazing to do some like wind sports, windsurfing. And I'd like to highlight the Fangar beach also. And this is just a really kind of vast open space, around 400 hectares, which kind of gives the beach the feel of a sort of a desert, really, with like huge dunes and very fine sand. Very lovely kind of natural area also. Also, it's kind of interesting. It comes from the word fang in Catalan, which means mud. So the sand actually has quite a muddy texture. Like I said, the whole region is great for biodiversity. So while it's great for like, you know, walking around, it might not be the most inviting to, you know, play in the sand, but it's still a really cool kind of area.
Yeah, it's a very particular looking place. It almost doesn't look like it's in Catalonia. It looks more northern. But I must also warn our listeners that if you go to any place in the Ebre Delta, please remember the mosquito repellent, because there are many, many, many mosquitoes down there.
Yeah, like I said, natural area. It's their environment, really. And just lastly, the Riu Mar, also down in the Ebre region. This is probably the best place for kite surfers. Very wide, open, clean beach. Ideal for water sports of all kinds. So yeah, kind of Catalan beaches, they've got a little bit of everything for whatever you're looking for. You've got history, you've got relaxation, you've got sports, you've got natural beauty. Something for everyone.
Something for everyone. So remember to bring your sunscreen and enjoy the Catalan beaches while you can. And on that note, well, it's time for our Catalan phrase of the week. And what is it this week, Killian?
This week, we've got I amar de fons.
llamar de fons. And what does that mean?
So it kind of means like there's tension or, you know, there's bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Yeah. Mar de fons.
Mar de fons.
Yeah, like it's quite an interesting phrase because if you were to translate it literally, I mean, Google Translate would tell you the bottom of the sea or bottom sea. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those nice phrases that has a meaning way beyond its literal translation.
Exactly. And that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast if you haven't already. Thanks again to Jordi Piñol and Gonzalo Simarro for speaking with us. Thanks to you, Killian.
Thanks to you, Leah.
And we'll be back again next week with another episode of Filling the Sink, this time about Sant Jordi. And actually, we will be recording live from the bookstore Backstory in Barcelona on Tuesday at 12. So please stop by and say hello. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Leah Bilaiva, wishing you a great weekend. Fins aviat. Adeu.